Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Yeah, the only place you're going to find it, or I should say one of the only places you're going to find it, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you engage, that you're involved, that you're part of. I mean, seriously. And be engaged. Be involved. Make sure you have a clue before you start spewing all over the place. And I mean that. You know, this hour, I guess it's not next hour anymore. My attorney Mike Hamm is going to join me. He's with the Gun Owners of America. He's encouraging American voters to remind Senator Joe Manchin of the promise he made to the American people. Now, I'm on board with Mike. I mean, we should be reminding people their promises, but do you really expect that Joe Manchin is going to live up to what he said? Do you think that when the pressure comes on him from the Chuck Schumers of the world, I mean, remember, they're not beyond thuggery. The mafia's got nothing on these people. You know that. In the last 12 years, how many Democrats that have broken the law have you seen go to jail, be put in handcuffs? For real. So don't give me this stuff. The DOJ has been weaponized against us. I mean, you can't refute that. When you see what just came down, the data dump that came down, Lindsey Graham releasing those papers, and what the heck did Graham wait for so long for? The president's been wanting these released. He's been told by people around him that he shouldn't do it. The material's too sensitive. Enough. Can't believe them anymore. So Graham does release the Russian probe docs. And they all slammed the original investigation as incompetent and corrupt. There was nothing there. They knew it. The papers show it now. So why do we waste all that money and time? Right? Really? Well, because the Dems were trying to hang Trump. That's really what it was all about. They were trying to save and get the heat off of Hillary and put it on Trump. And Lindsey's not the only one calling it this. You have legal experts in this area saying, oh my God, you truly look now and see it's in there, and they had nothing to go on. This was made up. This truly was a witch hunt and a hoax. Just like Trump said, the tower was truly, they were wiretapping the tower, and he was right. Now, the first investigation was looked into whether members of President Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russians. Was called Crossfire Hurricane. Now, the senior Republican senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, released them all today. Right? The interviews with the FBI and the Justice Department, the ones that were conducted between March 2020 and October 29th. He said, I consider the Crossfire Hurricane investigation a massive, massive system failure by senior leadership. No, it's not. It's not a failure. They were corrupt people at the top. Comey. You know, Brennan. The rest of them. There were corrupt people at the top of the DOJ that allowed this to happen. They knew. Do not tell me for 30 seconds that they didn't know. They didn't understand. Not true. And that's what they bank on. They bank on the fact that we're going to believe everything they tell them. And when the conservatives come down on them and tell them that's not how it works, that's not what's going to happen, they don't believe us. They make fun of us. Right? And then you find out that it is true. Go all the way back to Obamacare. Remember, this was the best thing since sliced bread. And you couldn't get on the website. They spent an exorbitant amount of money on those websites that never really worked well. You're not saving the money they told you you were going to save. We said all this was going to happen. We said doctors were going to drop out. We said this wasn't going to have the impact it was supposed to have, and it didn't. And yet they still don't admit to it. Very few Democrats will say it was a failure. Because they always come back to saying, well, at least 20 million more Americans are now covered. Well, a majority of those were already covered. And at a better price, and they got to see the doctor they wanted to see. They got to keep the plan they want. They truly got to have the plan they wanted to have. But the Democrats are all into, you know, big corporations bad. Period. Just bad. I don't know how that happened. Don't ask me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, they do have the majority of the information, but the committee's released as much as they can. There's some material that's classified. And there are ways to, I won't say to declassify, there's a ways around that where you can paint the whole picture. But I still love the fact that we've heard this, we've talked about it forever, and all of a sudden, the paperwork proves that we're right. Where has this been? Why wasn't this out a while ago? The FISA court was lied to. Those judges should be calling the people who signed those the FISA warrants in, who gave them those data. Those guys should be, I don't know, held in contempt, held with lying to the court. They need to spend some jail time. These people that were involved in this investigation, that had to defend themselves, they've lost their livelihoods. They've lost all kinds of money. It's not right. Graham slammed the leadership of the FBI and the former director James Comey and former director Andrew McCabe. It was either grossly incompetent or they knew what they were doing. They went out of their way to mislead people. I would opt for the second one. And not just because I want to. Because I believe they knew exactly what they were doing. There's no doubt in my mind. These guys are not new at this game. They don't just make mistakes. It doesn't work that way. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to find out whether we really should trust Joe Manchin to live up to his promise. I'm not so sure I'm there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Once said,
this is a Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Right? Let's not be stupid about this. This fight is not over. Even if and when Joe Biden gets sworn in, you still got a lot more to do. You can't let them run rampant for the next 2 years or whatever. Although I don't think Joey B will last that long, frankly, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't think he's going to die or anything, but I think he's going to have to go one way or the other, whether it's over investigations or he's going to come out with some kind of sickness. He's not going to be able to continue on. And then you'll have your first female president, and God, won't that be fun? So, you know, again, with everything going on, who's really got who can we depend on? I've talked about Joe Manchin before. So I just don't trust him. But Attorney Mike Hammond for Gun Owners of America joins me. And, Mike, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Hi, Joe. Hello,
and
America.
How are we going to hold Joe Manchin to his promise? How do you do that?
Well, we've gone to West Virginia. We've talked to his constituents, to whom he said, I don't want to do away with the filibuster because I don't want the Green New Deal passed by 50 votes because when that happens, West Virginia will shut down in its entirety. Now, let me say that it doesn't thrill me that we're in the position we're in. I begged voters to turn out in Georgia so that Republicans would have a majority, but we're hanging from a cliff by our fingernails, and we're hanging from the only ledge we can see.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and it's kind of the point now. I've been talking about this for a while, where these are not the statesmen, and not that they all were before, but these aren't the statesmen they used to be. You know, they may belong to, in years gone by, to one party or the other, but truly, my dad used to say it, and I agree with him, at one point in time, these people did care about the country. They just had a different way of going about it. They thought about it differently than we did.
I can say that. Despite my youthful appearance, I first went to work for the Senate in 1975. And the first two people employed me, one was elected from New York State as a conservative, and the second was elected from Virginia as an independent Democrat. And they were probably the two most conservative people in the United States Senate. Frequently, the Southern conservatives were much more on the right than the Northern Republicans. And so I was there at a point in which there were genuine statesmen. There were genuine American heroes. I shudder to say that we have no American heroes that I can see right now on the horizon, but we have to work with what we have.
Yeah, we don't, you know, and again, we don't have those people. What I've been saying on the show is that we don't have the true veterans, and we have a few, but we don't have the true veterans in there anymore that have actually seen real oppression, that have fought overseas, that have had to fight for other people's freedoms. I just think there's too many people who don't know the true American history. There's too many in Congress right now that don't even know what the Constitution truly is, that it is the final law of the land. I'm always amazed that they think they can make it up as they go, and they can just trample on it because they're senators, you know?
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not stupid, but it may be that the more important issue is that they're venal. They may understand what the Constitution is supposed to mean, but deliberately ignore it because the Constitution is nothing but a mechanism for them achieving whatever they want to achieve. I was in the United States Senate when the Soviet bloc was looming as a threat to America. I worked for the senator who drafted the legislation that bailed out the Polish trade union Solidarity. As a matter of fact, I drafted that legislation. Yeah. And once Solidarity overthrew its government, the entire communist bloc was overturned in 3 years. It was gone in 3 years. The senators who were from that era understood that there's good and bad in the world and that many of our adversaries are genuinely evil. But aside from that, they understood what the stakes were and how to exercise parliamentary procedure and other tools at their disposal in order to change the universe.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, that they were very good back in the 60s, 70s, and even early 80s on truly how to use parliamentary procedure to their benefit. I don't think anybody knows even what that is anymore, let alone how to use it. So.
No, I'm afraid not. I've taught Rand Paul some of it. it was interesting that when they were trying to rewrite the sedition laws, you know, governing domestic terrorism, that Rand Paul had an amendment to make it better. And Leahy, Patrick Leahy, the most senior Democrat who's been here since the early 70s, also had an amendment. Rand Paul, we walked him through the procedure, and in the end, he used parliamentary procedure to offer his amendment. Leahy was sufficiently stupid that he was shut out by the majority leader. In the end, the newspaper said, well, tragically, Pat Leahy didn't know enough about the Senate in order to get his way. That's the tragic story of Washington.
Well, sure. It's like what just went down in the Senate, where they really didn't understand, or the Congress didn't understand, that if they had questioned those votes, if they had pushed back on those votes, it would have gone back to the state. Now, many of those, the House members, didn't understand that each state, if it came back to Congress, would only get one vote. I heard those guys talking and actually believing that because Pelosi held the House, she would have total control of the presidential race. And it is not the way it works constitutionally. How did
the
guys
vote,
get in
there
without
27 Republican states.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, when the Democrats cheat, when the Democrats walk over the Constitution, they use the Constitution as a floor mat first, and then let someone try to object and try to undo the damage they've done. Look at Pennsylvania. In the Pennsylvania election, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, consisting of nothing but Democratic political hacks, rewrote all the election rules. The Constitution said that the legislature has to write those rules, and in fact, they had written them. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out the rules and said, we dare you to undo what we've already done. Mike Pence could have done exactly the same thing. But when the Democrats are playing for power, they play for keeps, whereas the Republicans, I don't know what they're playing for.
No, my joke is that, you know, we always play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. They use guerrilla warfare, and until we decide to throw the book aside and play guerrilla warfare alongside of them, we're going to keep losing. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Massini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has now passed more than 400,000 deaths from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The country has averaged more than 3,200 deaths a day for the last 7 days, as Tuesday became the first day since New Year's Day that there were less than 200,000 new infections reported. At a memorial service for those lives lost to the pandemic, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said it's a time for the nation to grieve and to heal together.
We gather tonight, a nation in mourning, to pay tribute to the lives we have lost. A grandmother or grandfather who was our whole world. A parent, partner, sibling, or friend who we still cannot accept is no longer here. And for many months, we have grieved by ourselves. Tonight, we grieve and begin healing together.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, get informed, though, please. Don't be, you know, I get on you all the time. Don't be one of those people that, you're victim of your last tweet. And, God, get off of Twitter. They hate us. They hate the president. Jack has already said that this is part of a bigger plan of his. Why do you keep feeding him? We do it to ourselves. And you think you're going to win. The president of these United States had almost 80 million followers. And they shut him down because they didn't like him. So if you think you're going to win with your little, 500 followers or 50,000 followers, you're out of your mind. It's a private company. They can do anything they darn well please. Attorney Mike Hammond for Gun Owners of America joins me. And topic of discussion is Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin. And he, I guess, Mike, technically, he's the only firewall we have. He is that lone vote that can keep us from getting in trouble, isn't he?
Well, he's probably the most likely. John Tester of Montana has said that he doesn't want to do away with the filibuster. He also has an interest in keeping the Clean New Deal from passing, and Dale Kirsten Sinema from Arizona. So I don't want to understate the challenge before us. It's going to be a miserable, hard-fought 2 years because some conservatives who should have shown up and voted didn't. It's going to be a hard-fought 2 years, but it is a doable fight. And the reason it's doable is that the Senate, at least today, still has the filibuster, probably because Gun Owners of America fought off those Federalist Society people who wanted to do away with it so the Trump agenda could be, quote, passed, close quote. So we still have the filibuster. What can they bypass, they can probably do all their scumbag nominations, including their attorney general, who consistently ruled anti-gun when he was part of the D.C. Court of Appeals, and in fact didn't even believe that the Second Amendment prohibited discrimination against individual gun rights. So they'll probably get the nominations. They probably will also get one big reconciliation tax economic bill. And presumably that'll come later. But this first COVID bill that's coming through, it's going to need 60 votes. And the reason it's going to need 60 votes is they haven't passed the budget yet. So they can't do it under the special budget process called reconciliation. But secondly, it has a whole bunch of legislation on it, including raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour and requiring paid parental leave. So because it has legislation on it, they're going to need 60 votes. Can we get 10 Republicans in order to stand firm against that? Maybe we can. Can we stick provisions on it, such as a repeal of Section 230, which insulates these social media companies from lawsuit? Maybe we can. Can we get provisions which protect gun stores from being closed down by these crazy governors? Maybe we can. There are lots of interesting things which we can do on this first bill out. And I encourage people to remain involved, to remain interested, and to believe that this fight is winnable.
Well, you know, when you look at I think what it is, though, frankly, Mike, is people are, they shouldn't be, but they're tired of fighting. They feel like they've been fighting for years. It's really not gotten them anywhere. They've forgotten or don't appreciate what President Trump actually has accomplished, because when you sit back and look, I live in California. My gun can only hold 10 bullets. End of discussion.
Yeah.
Anything more than that, I can be hauled into jail over.
Maybe not. We're sort of suing over that.
I know you are. I don't know how far along we are. Didn't you already win one bout with it?
Yeah, we did win the magazine ban issue. So, and it may be that now Amy Coney Barrett is on the United States Supreme Court, will have a route to appeal which will be more open to our love of the Second Amendment. So there are options open to us. I've been around, as I've said before, since 1975. And I can tell you that there have been times in my life in which things looked considerably worse than they do now. In 2009, for instance, the Democrats controlled the House, led by Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats controlled the Senate, and they had 60 votes. They had a filibuster-proof margin, and Barack Obama had just been elected president. What did we do? We took their first issue, Obamacare, and began attacking it on the basis that it was anti-gun. It would allow insurance companies to require gun insurance, which would eliminate firearm ownership in America. We made that toxic, and by 2010, the Democrats were thrown out of control in the House. And that was a situation which is much worse than the one we're facing now. So don't lose hope. Understand that we needed to do some things in the election that we didn't succeed in doing, but the fight is still winnable, and I'm confident that in 2022 we'll have a good shot of taking over the House of Representatives, just because of historical trends, and because these red state Democrats are now voting with crazy Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I hope you're right, but we've got to fix the thievery. We have to fix the theft, or there's no way to legitimately win a race like this. And we see it in California. We got 1.5 million more voters, Mike, in L.A. County that a judge has ordered to be removed from the list, and the county recorder basically has told him to go pound sand. Yes, it does.
Oh, I know. I hold up California as a negative example of what this country is on the verge of becoming if we don't work. But I can tell you, I worked during the early 80s. I was general counsel of the Senate Steering Committee. One of the senators who was most interested, in my opinion, was a United States senator from California who was a conservative Republican. Do you know who that was?
From California?
S.I. Hayakawa.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
S.I. Hayakawa. At that time, California was a conservative state. In 1986, over my objection, they passed something called Simpson-Mazzoli, which gave amnesty to 3 million people, primarily people who lived in California, yep. And that completely tipped the state. That's why when the first bill that Biden brings up, other than the COVID bill, is the amnesty bill, we need to fight like heck to make sure that doesn't become law.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And again, it is a matter of getting people excited again, thinking they can have a, they've got to have a win. They need to have a win after what they've recently seen. Seriously.
I think we can win. I think I can win. I think Gun Owners of America can win. And we did that in 2009 with Obamacare in a situation which was a lot worse than it is now. We did it with 2013 when Obama decided to go after guns. And we killed that, not in the House, which was Republican, but in the United States Senate, which was Democrat, by a filibuster. And immediately after that, gun owners killed the 2013 amnesty bill, which would have turned all of America into what California is now. So we have the capacity to win. Just stick with us and have faith in us and have faith that the Second Amendment community can come through once again.
Yeah, again, somebody has to, in small bites, we're going to have to retrain some of the American populace as to how to fight, how to push back, how to get near your legislators' faces, and not in a violent way. But again, you know, you're right about California. I've been saying this for a long time. If you want to see what this country would look like under Democrat rule, just look to California. $180 billion in debt. I'm talking about in debt, deficit, pensions that we owe that we'll never be able to pay. But you won't hear about that. You know, we have a governor that keeps swiping money out of the general fund, not to fix roads or what have you, but for pet projects to make sure that illegals get medical care or illegals get access to abortion, things like this. And you're scratching your head. Right now, he's issuing $600 stimulus checks from the state to illegals. Well, that's illegal. You can't give taxpayer money away like that. So,
one of the first issues we're going to have is whether all those illegals are given a path to citizenship. And I can tell you that during the last two times we have dealt with that issue, Mike, that I and my protege...
Can you hold on one more time? We've got to go for a commercial. We believe in capitalism on this show. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Are you tight on time?
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me.
I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We're going in, so hold on.
Okay.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side with GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've got Michael Hammond on the line with me. He's the legislative counsel for Gun Owners of America. And, you know, most part what we're talking about is, do we have a chance, do we have a cushion, do we have the ability to fight and win in the Senate? Because it's very important. You need the votes. You need the people who will stand up for, you know, the basic rights. And, you know, first, Mike, thanks for being with me. And secondly, you know, you named a few senators. Why are you singling out, or why does Senator Manchin seem to be the one in the spotlight?
Well, he's one of three Democrats who have promised that they would uphold the filibuster because their own states would suffer extraordinarily if the Green New Deal were passed into law. So, A, has a commitment. B, has constituents who will try to hold him to it. And C, has sort of a motivation in order to keep his commitment because, by and large, I wouldn't trust politicians as far as I could throw them to keep their commitments if they didn't have a compulsion to do so. So, my central message is this. It's going to be a difficult 2 years, but it's a winnable fight. There aren't very many advantages to being extremely old. But one of them is I've been to this rodeo before. I've seen this sort of hopeless situation come around and around and around. And we were always able, through parliamentary procedure and sheer cleverness, to pull a rabbit out of a hat. We can pull a rabbit out of a hat now, but only if people care enough to become involved.
How do you see, what is GOA's involvement in all of this? I know most of your focus is going to be on gun rights, and I know they try to slip this stuff in, little bits and pieces of it all over the place. Like right now in California, not only is it hard to get ammunition, but I have to go through a background check every time I buy an ammunition, whether it's one bullet or, 200.
I'd like to sue in order to overturn that. I think we may be able to have some success now that the Supreme Court is what it is. But, the whole country is on the verge of becoming what California is. Yep. Not only with respect to the wide variety of issues, but with respect to guns. The stuff that you are doing now is stuff that's on the Biden agenda. Biden would like to ban all semi-automatic firearms, including AR-15s and semi-automatic handguns. He'd like to, as California is now playing with, ban all handguns that don't have smart gun technology. And I can tell you, if, as my brother did, you wake up in the middle of the night and a drug dealer is standing over your bed and you reach into your drawer for your loaded handgun, if you have to put on a wrist bracelet or have to put your fingerprints in the right place, you're dead. You're going to die. And so those are the gun bans. They will enforce them by universal background checks, which will create a national gun registry, because guess what? When you fill out one of these Form 4473s, when you get a background check at your gun dealer, the government's coming around and photographing all those forms so they know everything about you and what sort of guns you have. And the third thing is California's red flag gun confiscation law, where basically, based on a single person's non-substantiated affidavit, the next thing that happens is the police unexpectedly show up at your house at 3 o'clock in the morning, and if you resist, they kill you. And if you think I'm exaggerating, that happened in Ferndale, Maryland. A 62-year-old black man shot to death because an uncle didn't like his politics. So that's where we are, and in terms of firearms. And if you say, well, it looks a lot like Germany immediately after Kristallnacht, where they tried to imprison, eliminate, throw out of office the opposition, and silence them. Yeah, it looks like that to me, too. It looks a lot like countries that I have been in that have gradually slid into totalitarianism and have gone exactly the route America is going now.
Yeah, and you're right. I look at this stuff. It's always little chunks, right? Little pieces. They never take it all away at one time. And you go. You talked about it earlier. When you talk about the magazine, you only have 10 rounds in a magazine at a time. kind of stuff. And it shows
and
that
red flag coming. Laws. Oh, that'll solve all of our problems. We'll basically identify all the dangerous people. Well, guess what happened? It didn't solve any problems.
Nope.
California had one mass shooting after another, after another, after another, after another. And what did they say? We made a mistake? No, they said, well, what we need is a wider community of people who can take away your guns.
Yeah, it's always like Chicago.
I mean, with
the violence in Chicago, what's the mayor say? She says it's not a Chicago issue. It's because the neighboring state allows the purchase of guns.
The neighboring states, which supposedly are responsible for Chicago's violence, don't have the same sort of criminality. The only people who have the criminality are the Chicagoans. So what does that say on you?
Yeah.
That A, it's not the guns. B, it's the people of Chicago. C, it may actually be Chicago's policy of taking dangerous criminals and letting them out on the streets so they can kill other people. That may be an explanation for why Chicago is so dangerous. Ditto Baltimore. The Maryland governor signed into law the same week legislation allowing these affidavits to send SWAT teams to your home, the same week as he outlawed the death penalty. So, in effect, the only capital crime in Maryland was being a law-abiding gun owner. We're rapidly going that way unless we stop it reasonably soon. And we're going that way if they abolish the filibuster, pack the courts, admit Puerto Rico and D.C. as states with seats in the Senate, and pass a national election law which allows ballot harvesting everywhere.
We have the best ballot harvesting scenario here in California. I'm not embellishing. You can actually write your vote on a piece of paper. So if I'm getting ready to send my ballot in, and I go to my neighbor and say, hey, you want me to send yours in for you too? I'm going to the post office anyway. And she says, you know, I never got mine. Let me grab this piece of paper and write my name and who I want to vote for. And I stick that in the ballot. They have to count it. I'm thinking to myself, where was that back in the 70s when I was in Boston? I couldn't have made a mint.
Yeah. I have one of my proteges in Huntington Beach. He's told me long stories about how the Democrats took away the four Orange County Republican seats. America is, if we're not very careful, going the way that California is going. I'm not sure if we arrive there, if it's going to be reversible.
No, it will be. Look at my fear, frankly and honestly, is we will have a problem I don't want to say of a civil war magnitude, because I'm not talking about blood in the streets. People are going to push back. We are at a level where we really feel, people on the right and people on the left the same way, really feel that what they believe to be true and a true America is being taken away from them.
Being stolen from them.
Yeah. And you can put up with almost anything but that. You can put up with stupid legislators, dishonest legislators, putting their thumb on you, showing you how much more powerful they are than you are, is not good at all. Michael, how do people find out more about you and Gun Owners of America?
Our website is gunowners.org, gunowners.org.
And it doesn't get any easier than that, people. And if you want to know more information, you want to find out how they're fighting, or actually how you can help Gun Owners of America out as well, head over there, check it out, and get involved, get engaged. Don't just be Facebook warriors, man. It doesn't help. It really doesn't help. They cut you off in a second when they're aggravated with you. Michael, thanks for being a guest. I really appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, California.
I think we should sell it. That's just me. Anyhow, thanks, Michael. Appreciate your time. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I've got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Julio Rivera is going to join us. We haven't had him on a while. He was supposed to be here last time, but I'm going to tease him about it because he slept through the alarm, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get on him for that. I think that he's all wound up. He's written some pieces that he wants me to put out tonight. But I'm going to let him come on. I'm going to let him come on. I'm going to let him explain it to you. And, man, what you really have to do with... All right, I'm having some fun now, but what you really have to do with him is you got to record the session and then slow it down. Because believe it or not, he actually talks faster than I do. Right? Okay, let that sink in for a second. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. Really appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I don't think, you know, by the way, somebody sent me an email during our conversation. The NRA filed for bankruptcy today. I think it's a strategic move. I don't think it's necessarily a monetary move or they're in trouble financially or. I think it's a strategic move to get themselves out of New York, because New York is going to be all over them. And they're moving to Texas. Isn't everybody? Again, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Got a lot more coming up the next hour. We'll be right back.